After a 43-day long ocean journey, Guo Chuan finally arrived at San Francisco on the 1st of October, where he disclosed his ambition of making a non-stop trans-Pacific solo journey.
我将从旧金山出发，单人不间断横跨太平洋，挑战世界纪录。
I'll kick them from San Francisco and hope to reach my destination, Shanghai, as quickly as possible. I wish my dream could come true, and I could reunite with my family and friends in Qingdao in the near future.
Guo Chuan's goal is completing his journey in 20 days or less, and setting a new world record for solo trans-Pacific sailing. He set his starting date on October the 19th, navigating his trimaran on his routine route across the Pacific Ocean. He was then 5,475 nautical miles away from Shanghai. Before this adventure, Guo Chuan received a book on the Pacific Ocean from his project manager. The author Simon Winchester mentioned his belief in this book that the Pacific is the ocean of the future. However, on the first day of his journey, Guo Chuan had no time opening it since the wind changed swiftly in both speed and scale. Guo Chuan was forced to change the sails from time to time. Within 2 days, Guo Chuan traveled 500 nautical miles, reaching a midpoint between San Francisco and Hawaii, from which he planned to go westward. From then on, his journey appeared to be a lot smoother.
Today I feel so happy at hearing this song, which is accompanied by my son's sound of laughter. It puts me at ease.
Although alone on board, Guo Chuan wasn't distressed because he felt his family was with him. Before boarding the boat, he edited some music clips which he mixed with his son's laughter. Playing the audio file on board would always help Guo Chuan enter a peaceful state. At noon on October the 25th, Guo Chuan called in a Shanghai radio station, receiving an interview from the radio's sports program. During the interview, he described the arduous conditions at sea.
I know the 24 hours of Le Mans, the world's oldest active sports car race, is endurance racing. In fact, what I'm faced with more difficult conditions and risky situations because my boat is confronted with the risk of being capsized at any minute in the turbulent seas.
Guo's support team phoned him later in the same day. In a phone call, Guo predicted he would arrive in Shanghai on November the 5th or 6th and said with optimism that his journey would be completed in 20 days or less for a new world record. This is Guo Chuan's last phone call with his support team, which had later discovered Guo's boat was slowing down. They attempted to inform him of their findings via satellite phone and internet telecommunication means. On the 27th of October, Guo Chuan's support team confirmed that he fell overboard, possibly due to a damaged rope connected to the sail. As Guo's support team and his family were desperately looking for him, some netizens are pessimistic about Guo Chuan's fate and suspected that Guo Chuan didn't wear a life jacket.
I think there's no possibility that he wasn't wearing a life jacket. As a professional mariner, wearing a life jacket is a must, like a driver who should always buckle his seatbelt.
Alerted to the incident, the U.S. Coast Guard pilots helped search waters off Hawaii for Guo Chuan, but suspended the search later, claiming it's difficult to search for someone in the open ocean, especially when there's low illumination. But Guo Chuan's Chinese supporters would never give up. A Chinese commercial vessel named Rian City from China Costco Shipping Group joined the search. 5 more lookout positions were added to the ship as it scoured several spots where the 51-year-old mariner could possibly drift to. As more and more Chinese vessels may join the rescue operation, Guo Chuan's wife, Xiao Li, expressed optimism.
I had a good sleep last night, after many sleepless nights. Now many Chinese vessels are there joining the search and rescue operation.
Also, the Chinese Consulate General in Los Angeles has vowed to continue their assistance in facilitating the search. Guo Chuan once said, as he's alone on boat, he would have to tackle numerous risky situations. However, he had oftentimes got himself successfully out of the jaws of danger. Today, his friends and family in Qingdao wish that miracle may happen again and take him back home to them. For CRI, I'm Shen Ting.